Okay, I'm just going to do a quick little podcast about the size of US universities compared to English ones, regarding sports mainly. I mean, the first point I'd like to make is that the US universities have such a huge national following. I mean, sometimes it's even more than in the pro leagues, especially down in South Georgia, where they absolutely love their college football, absolutely support the Georgia Bulldogs heavier than probably the Atlanta Pro team. And the massive TV revenue that the university sports teams turn over is incredible. It's I mean, to see an English sports university game on television is basically impossible. And with turning on ESPN every day, there's always a university sport on, whether it's basketball, whether it's American football, whether it's even to an extent girls volleyball. I mean, there's absolutely everything that's on TV that's from the universities these days. I mean, it always acts as like a feeder league to the pros in America, which is definitely not the same as England, because in England the good young players get snapped up by professional academies, which is completely different to over here. So you don't have the top sports athletes in universities, you have them in academies, which is very different. And I mean, the universities in America, like regarding sports, it makes the it gets the top athletes into like the limelight straight away and prepares them for for the media scrutiny that happens in later life in America. Because, for example, like Tim Tebow is the one that came to mind, and Austin Rivers as well nowadays, but mainly Tim Tebow was such a hit in university, and then the scrutiny that he got from the media and the public as he moved into the pros was absolutely incredible. And it just shows that the amount of following that university sports has in America, and it's sometimes, like I said to start with, even more than the professional sports. I mean, like in England, no sports student would be a household name by the time they were a sophomore in college or whatever. And yeah, so basically, there's such a wide spectrum of opportunity for US sports athletes and student athletes that it's a much better opportunity, and that's a big example of why there's a lot of people that come out to you to the US to pursue a sporting career, because there's so many international people. Even at Thomas University is a good example, with probably over 50% of the team being European and international. So a little summary is that it's a bigger opportunity and a better world over in America, so that's why we all do it.